Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, indeed. 608 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Are you pumped up?
Absolutely. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Why wouldn't I be?
What the heck is going on at the University of Florida?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, in case you haven't heard, Dr. Santa Ono, who is coming from the University of Michigan to be the new incoming president of the University of Florida, was voted down. He was rejected by the Board of Governors. 6-10, the vote. First time ever, I think it got that far, and then somebody was turned down. First time ever.
Yeah.
What the heck? Look, they go on a search. Governor DeSantis, you know, he appoints the board, and they're supposed to be going on a search. They look for somebody who's qualified to be the president. Now, is he qualified by some standards? I guess. They didn't look very deep at this guy. This guy was a big DEI guy. And he tried to kind of, he tried to push that away. He said, look, I'm an immunologist. I'm no expert in that stuff. But then they specifically asked him about COVID, and he said he hadn't examined the data. Whoa!
But
you
just said what?
You're an immunologist. That's okay. Your area of expertise. And then asked about the biggest thing to happen in the modern era in terms of immune systems. And he didn't look at the data? That, to me, right there. DEI, okay, a lot of them fell for the DEI thing. Okay, some fell harder than others, and he did make some statements that are not flattering. But then when you add on top of it the whole COVID thing, because they were asking about classrooms being open and, you know, whether the COVID-19 vaccine should it be mandatory, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, yeah. Oh, he had no area of expertise in that either, even though he's an immunologist.
So what's he good at?
I think he might be one of those guys, a paper shuffler, check the right boxes, looks smart, you know. And
is that an Asian comment?
No.
I'm kidding.
Well, maybe it is.
Well, you know.
He
had a good gig in Michigan. I mean, so he's got a resume.
University of Michigan, I mean, look, they've got a lot of nutbags there like anywhere else. But they're also, for a state school, they have a pretty good reputation. So I don't know what happened here. I don't know what happened in terms of how the person got that far to be the final candidate. Well, they narrowed it down to him. And how bad were the other candidates?
Yeah,
would be a question. But this to me, locally, it's got to be one of the biggest stories for sure. And moving forward, I guess they'll just have to continue their search. And here's part of the problem. I don't know how he left things at University of Michigan.
Right.
I think once you say, goodbye, I'm leaving, I'm accepting a position at University of Florida, you may have closed the door on that as they begin their search. And do they really want him back? If he severed ties, they might be like, well, clearly you're looking for another gig. We want somebody who wants to stay here at the University of Michigan. So he's left kind of in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's made certain promises and stuff, it is going to be interesting following this whole thing. But, yeah, he made a lot of statements. And so the governor even mentioned related directly to this. This is what he said.
I don't know the candidate. He was the president of the University of Michigan, which is usually considered one of the top public universities in America, and he wants to come to Florida. Now, people have pointed out a lot of statements that he has made that are not exactly what we're looking for in a state where woke goes to die. And I cringe at some of these statements.
Yeah, and so did I when I read some of the articles. I've got to tell you, AlachuaChronicle.com, Jennifer Cabrera did a great job covering this, probably one of the first to put out a lot of good information on it. And if you want to read more about it, I highly recommend you check that out. But here's the deal. So Ono was the sole finalist put forward by UF's Presidential Search Committee, and the Board of Trustees voted unanimously on May 27th to hire him. Unanimously. So he's in. Oh, wait, there's one more step. Confirmation by the State University System Board of Governors. Okay, well, you know, yeah, it's a formality, right? I even said that, I think, on the air. You know, if he's the Board of Trustees votes unanimously, they've chosen this guy,
mm-hmm.
he's in.
Right.
I am as surprised as anybody. However, at the end of the meeting that lasted nearly 4 hours and featured detailed questioning about Ono's record and previous statements, the Board of Governors voted 6-10 against a motion to confirm him. Governor, and that's what they refer to these folks because, well, they're Board of Governors. Governor Alan Levine raised questions about Ono's past enthusiastic support for DEI initiatives and his response to a 30-day pro-Palestinian encampment at UM. Throughout the interview, Ono repeatedly said his beliefs have evolved over the past 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's an immunologist. He's not an expert in DEI, and he didn't create programs such as DEI 2.0 at the University of Michigan. Okay, now there's a red flag there. Not just because the whole DEI thing, which is important, but the fact that, well, he's not an expert, but don't you have to gain some expertise if you're going to allow a program to move forward that's going to impact all the students at your university and all the incoming students?
You might want to know a little bit about a lot of things that he seems to not really know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ono said that he would commit to conducting a full audit of UF programs to find any DEI-related courses or programs to ensure that there's nothing that's hidden and those sorts of programs will not have a place at the University of Florida. He's saying the right things now. Yeah. He's up for the gig that could pay him, I guess, up to $4 million a year.
Okay.
Regarding allowing a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus, he said, I actually agree that I should have been more forceful, and added that he was trying not to have that escalate. He added, at UF, I would be consistently focusing on making sure that anti-Semitism does not rear its head again. Here's a shift, things he didn't do at the University of Florida, but now all of a sudden he is just promising this whole thing. And Governor Paul Renner provided Ono with a stack of documents and referred to them throughout his questions about specific statements and events. Renner asked Ono to read a quote that was attributed to him in the University of Michigan's DEI 2.0 Year One Progress Report. The quote ended with, inclusion and equity, respect, diversity, and integrity. These are core values at our university. They must be at the heart of everything we do. We must not back down in the face of renewed adversity. What's renewed adversity, they asked him. I don't recall. I don't remember what I was saying at the time. Yeah, and then you get into the whole COVID thing that all of a sudden he's an expert in immunologist.
But still, there's a question.
But doesn't know anything about the data and can't really comment on that.
How did he get through that first board? That's
what I don't understand. These are some basic things. These are basic background things, you know?
Wow.
And if you're going to pay someone $4 million a year, you can pay people to do proper background checks. 617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and we've got plenty of stories coming up, including Spotlight on Valor at 8:35.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to hear the word abomination 1 million times today. Good morning and welcome. 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, the big, beautiful bill. On a happy hump day, Trump day. Trump maybe not as happy yesterday or today, maybe because Elon Musk called the bill an abomination. You're going to hear that over and over again. Oh, wait. Let me backtrack. A disgusting abomination.
Ooh, that's even worse.
Disgusting. Abomination.
Wow.
Look, you don't have to have a large vocabulary to realize, that's something not good. If you say it's an abomination, that's like biblical. That's in there.
Yeah.
And I know it's not good. You don't want to be any part of an abomination.
No, that's bad.
Okay. Yes, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk criticized. Oh, and it's always President Trump's one big beautiful bill.
Yes.
It's the House Republicans that put this together. Okay? Yeah, they had his blessing.
Yeah.
But they have to make sure, the media, make sure, oh, you better connect that to Trump. You better.
Mm-hmm.
Which some media outlets, I totally get that. Like Breitbart and Fox and others that usually see things much clearer than most of the media, at least. Why are they so hell-bent to make this separation between Musk and Trump? Now, I understand why Musk would do it. He wants to create distance. Mm-hmm. He probably got together with his board, and the board said, man, that guy is poison. He's going to kill our business. Oh, we're not saying we don't like him. We're just saying as far as you having a business and being that close to Trump,
yep,
and people have Trump derangement syndrome, he is kryptonite. He's not good for you. You need to separate yourself from him. At the same time, Elon Musk probably does legitimately look at that bill and say, how can we feel good about passing a bill that's going to raise the debt, the deficit?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he is the king of Doge.
All the work that we did, meaning Doge, all the work, He goes, they just kind of toss it out the window like it's meaningless. Now, let's take another step back. Remember, who says it's going to add to the debt and the deficit? What do you have, like a congressional budget office and whatever? They measure these things. But you know what? If you're being honest, you have to say they have been wrong so many times before. They have this thing about cutting taxes, quote unquote, have to be paid for. You don't just cut taxes to cut taxes. You do it as a stimulant. You do it as a stimulant to the economy. People have more money in their pocket. Poor people have more money. Middle class people have more money. Wealthy people have more money. Giant corporations have more money.
That's
and
a win.
When everybody has more money in their pocket, what do? They do business. They grow their business. They hire people. They buy more stuff. Okay? This is it's really a universal principle. John F. Kennedy was a big advocate of that.
Yep.
But here's part of the rub. They always have to say, hey, how are you going to pay for it? Well, every time we've cut the taxes, and you can look this up if you want, every time we've cut taxes, it ended up with more money in the government coffers than previous.
Yep, Reagan proved that big time.
Yes, he did. Reagan proved it. I think Bush did. I can't remember what Clinton, if there was some effect there. Maybe not. I don't know. But Trump did it in his first term. Big time. And by the way, you know, if this bill doesn't go through, the tax cut that Trump put in the first, during his first term, that goes away. That sunsets. Everybody will have a tax hike. Okay? That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt a lot of people. So it's easy to criticize. Yeah, I don't want a bill that spends more money. What have we been talking about the whole time? Why did Trump get elected? Why did he bring in DOGE? Because we want to get government expenses under control. And then they put out this bill that actually adds to the debt and deficit, theoretically. You know who would probably know something about this and perhaps have an opinion? I'm just guessing.
Who's that?
Congresswoman Kat Kamak.
Oh, with an opinion?
It's possible.
You think.
And also some expertise. And also, well, she's there in D.C. and she helped put that big, beautiful bill together. We're going to chat it up with her at approximately 8:05 this morning. All right? We'll get the real deal. What's going on here? But just remember, you're going to hear disgusting abomination used to the point to where you'll feel like if I hear it one more time, just the term itself will become a disgusting abomination.
Wow.
Live and local, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show is available in podcast form wherever you normally download your podcast. You click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Like, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamak at 8:05. I don't want you to miss that, but if you do, if you get the podcast, then you won't miss it because it's going to be one of your top stories having to do with the big, beautiful bill and what a terrible abomination it is, according to Elon Musk. And people are going to make a big deal out of that. And well, maybe they should.
I see we're in the A-word category. If this were a Saturday morning thing, we went from authoritarian and now abomination is our A-word of the day.
Yeah. Pretty strong term.
Yes, it is.
All right. So you got that going on. And we also got Valor coming up at 8:35, where we shine the spotlight on first responders. And that's always something to look forward to and something you go back and catch on the podcast as well. We got such a great note from Ocala, the firefighters, that we spotlighted several of them yesterday. And a very complimentary note came back that they were, you know, listening to it at the firehouse, and that one of the firefighters involved just, I guess they're, you know, These aren't folks that are looking for recognition, but when they get it, it doesn't hurt. You know
what
I mean?
It feels good.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And especially since they don't always get it.
And it's like all their brothers and sisters kind of share in all that. Like, yes. Hey, way to go. You know, they're all part of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I love it. It's a win-win on so many different levels, the whole Valor
Absolutely.
Concept. I'm glad I came up with it several years ago.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what? I didn't?
Well,
do
yeah.
you know differently?
Probably.
You're just assuming, aren't you? And you told me earlier not to assume.
Never assume. Oh my gosh. Electronics teacher taught me that.
All right, here's what you shouldn't assume. What's Don't that? Assume that old lady down the street is not going to fight back if you're a kid.
Really?
Kids are punks.
Yeah, they can be.
But some old ladies can be nasty, too.
Oh, every neighborhood probably had one.
An 81-year-old Ocala woman arrested last week.
Ooh.
What'd she do? She's accused of pepper spraying her neighbors.
Oh, no.
Now
oh, no.
Look. If it's one thing if a gang is coming to your door, banging on your door,
yeah,
you know, doing bad stuff, but we're talking
down with it, yeah.
We're talking about a couple of neighbors that included a 3-year-old and 6-year-old little girls.
Oh no!
What could a 3-year-old possibly do that would get her pepper sprayed? Are you kidding me? So sometimes it's not the kids.
Yeah.
Ada Anderson is now facing multiple counts of battery, second or subsequent offense. The woman's neighbor, who says she was pepper sprayed along with her kids, said the alleged incident started over something small. Bubbles, said April Morant. Literally, the bubbles put her in a whole other arena, whatever was going on in her mind. Morant said that her daughters were playing with bubbles in their yard. I'm assuming they're pulling that thing out and blowing bubbles.
Over, yeah.
Remember as a kid, you would have to get it just right, like...
Oh, yeah, because too much and they pop.
Yeah,
not
you'd
enough,
add the air and see how big you could get it. You'd be like, you're trying to get the attention of your friend or your sister. Look. And they purposefully don't look until it busts and they go, what?
So even then, Bob was trying to get attention. So I wonder if the bubbles were like blowing under her windows or something and she didn't like it. I wonder
Come on.
No, I'm trying to figure out what triggered it, is my point.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not saying I agreed with it. I'm just saying if the bubbles were the issue, you know, why just clean those windows? You know, what was it that turned into this?
Well, apparently it wasn't on her property. And in fact, according to the woman with the kids, she said, look, they weren't even that close to the fence that separates their properties when she alleges Anderson shouted a racial slur and leaned over the fence holding something.
Oh, now you're reaching over the fence to do it?
Yeah. Now, what went through my head, she said, is I thought she had a gun. So I literally kind of jumped. It startled me because when she went to the fence, she was over the fence, and I didn't know what was in her hand because I'm looking at her really quick. And then she sprayed it.
Wow.
Yep. Hmm. According to the police report, they believe it was pepper spray. My 6-year-old, she was like, her nose went burning. She ran into the house to get a bottle of water. And the mom there, Morant, said that she has had problems with Anderson since she moved with her family to the neighborhood in November. Hmm. I feel like it's escalating, she said. She says Anderson on multiple occasions has hurled insults and racial slurs at them since day one. I have recordings of her. She shared one of those videos with WESH-TV in which someone can be heard using a racial slur. West tried to get in touch with Anderson to see what she had to say, going to her home, trying to reach her by phone, no response by late Tuesday. But Anderson seemed to try to defend herself in body camera video from her arrest. She could be heard saying to the deputy, "You really don't have any right doing this. When do I get the picture back that I can show you what they're doing?" According to jail records, Anderson was released on bond, facing several counts of battery, second or subsequent offense, and Morant thought there would be more. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, can't just pepper spray people for blowing bubbles, apparently.
Yeah, that's...
It's a little extreme.
That woman probably has issues beyond just not liking her neighbor.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, if they had been on her lawn, that'd be one thing. But they weren't even on her lawn, you know?
Right.
they're across their own fence.
And you have to yell, get off my lawn at least twice before you start with a pepper spray.
See, you know the rules.
Well, yeah. We all have a code.
Yes.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff to talk about, including the top local story. The UF president. There is a fungus among us. There is a fungus among us.
No, we got the we got the vents clean the other day.
We did.
Yeah.
And I am breathing much easier. So tip of the hat to the boss of Rooney's that made that happen, the big cheeses. The big people up way up the corporate ladder.
So a different fungus you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
A different and much more dangerous one. Details though, you're gonna have to wait just a minute. Because this is called a tease, and I milk the chickens in between. It is 6:51, by the way. Good morning, and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hope you're enjoying an early start to a happy Hump Day, Trump Day. As we look out for our veterans, and we always do around here, Veterans Helping Veterans USA is hosting a Veterans Stand Down. This is coming up this Saturday at their facility at 2730 East Silver Springs Boulevard in Ocala. It's right next to the main library. All right, so this event is for, you know, some of our veterans that, quite frankly, aren't doing that well. They'll have medical screenings, dental services, haircuts, showers, clothing, all kinds of different support. They need some vendors. Please check this out. Go to V as in Victor, VHVUSA.org. VHVUSA.org. Thanks in advance for any support that you can lend.
Is that the updated address that I gave you?
It is.
Good. Just making sure.
Yeah,
just making sure.
Yeah, it is at their facility, Veterans Helping Veterans. It'll be there at on East Silver Springs Boulevard, 2730 East Silver Springs, right next to the main library. And that is going on this Saturday from 10 to 3. All right, I wanted to talk about the University of Florida. And who we thought was going to be the president, Dr. Santa Ono. I wanted him to be president for one reason only. Because how much fun can we have with his name?
Yes, Santa.
Dr. Santa Claus.
Yes.
And then there's Dr. Yoko Ono. I mean, the jokes would have been going on forever.
Listen, Bob, did you hear that? That was a sigh of relief.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're lucky you didn't get the job, buddy.
But he's not.
Well, he got rejected by the UF Board of Governors, which is not to be confused with the Board of Trustees. You get the Board of Trustees, they voted unanimously, thumbs up. All right, this guy's got what it takes, at least to get to the next step. Board of Governors said, whoa, not so fast. Voted 6-10 against him. And if you read some of this stuff, and I used AlachuaChronicle.com as my source, they highlight and break down some of the things that were said. I'll simplify it for you. When it came to DEI 2.0 at University of Michigan, he seemed to be all in. And he made statements to that effect and put out statements in writing to that effect or signed off on and added to other statements when they came out. So in my mind, there's no doubt, at least at that time, he was all in for DEI. Now he says, that was 18 months ago. You know, can you switch on a dime? Look, University of Michigan, it's been going on for years. One of the things, I think it was the law school, where they overturned some affirmative action stuff. They said, no, you can't be prejudicial against anybody based on skin color. Because they were purposefully looking for diverse candidates. Mm-hmm. That case was quite a few years back, actually, but it was kind of the it was the beginning of the end for DEI. They just didn't know it yet. So he was all in for DEI, and he really doesn't have an excuse to be so enthusiastic. He doesn't. And you've got to hold these people accountable for their actions. They need to be held accountable. Look, you can be very educated and maybe smart in some ways of measuring it, but that doesn't mean you get it. You follow me on that?
Yep.
He clearly, I don't think he got it.
Yep.
And I still don't think he gets it. He's saying the right things to try to get hired, but his record does not back that up. But here's the thing. When he's pressed about DEI, I was like, oh, well, that's not my area of expertise. Okay, that lets you off the hook a little bit. But if it's not an area of your expertise, why do you so go into it enthusiastically and sign off on it and promote it and push it? One of the most important things, blah, blah, blah. And the other thing is when they ask him about COVID and vaccines and classrooms open and all that stuff, you figure, well, he's an immunologist. That he just said that's his area of expertise. Right. He just said it. And then when they ask him about COVID and all that, he says, well, I never really got a chance to look at the data.
Okay. Whoa.
Well, you just flushed your chances down the toilet as far as I'm concerned. Apparently, the Board of Governors agree with that. And here's another issue. They clearly did not do enough vetting before they made him like the last and sole candidate.
Yeah.
They've got to do a better job there. How, I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but how hard can it be to hire a couple of people to do some digging, you know, with papers and statements that the person has made? Because all that stuff's going to come out eventually. Don't you want to be ahead of that?
Yeah.
You want to know that stuff way in advance. I don't know if the guy has a gig anywhere. I don't know if he closed the door on UM or they closed it on him. But I've got a China story about fungus coming up next. Hang on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.